And the outgrowth of that was we developed the first helicopter system. My discussions with Mr. Warren about helicopters were very interesting because sister said, well, you're going to have to talk to him about it because I don't know that much about helicopter programs. Well, I'd been involved in Korea with taking people off the sides of helicopters and had a very good friend in Denver who started the first hospital helicopter program. It was a guy named Henry Cleveland. And I talked to Henry. So we developed a sort of a plan, and I was sent to talk to Mr. Warren. You know, he always kind of gave me a little bit of a hard time. And he said, well, tell me about these helicopters. What's your financial plans? I said, well, we've got the little outline of stuff, but we have no idea, you know, how soon it'll take place and how soon we'd have to get out and, you know, we'd have to sort of market the area in a little bit. He said, well, you go ahead provisionally, but I want to see some financials on your helicopter program. We started. I'd almost walk around to keep from seeing him because he kept saying, you never brought me those financials, Thompson. I said, sister's working on those. I'd always blame it on sister. And I'm sure he got sick and died never getting his real financials. So it was, he knew, but he had to give me a hard time.
He didn't see the program come to fruition?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. But he never failed to mention that I didn't give him his financials on time. Because they never looked good. They never looked good because you couldn't charge people all that much, but it was financially viable just because of the patients that were being brought in. The helicopter program is most successful bringing heart patients in, as opposed to most people think that it brings automobile wrecks and stuff off the side of the road. It's very important for that, too, but I'd say 35% or so of all the patients that were brought in by helicopter were cardiac. So it literally helped build the cardiac program at St. Francis.
That would have been about what year?
The 80s.
So you're talking
in the 80s.
Helicopters in the 80s.
Yeah.
This would have been a new program, obviously, for Tulsa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
St. John, obviously, not involved, or Hillcrest, and nothing like that.
We had to sign contracts with them, and then they got helicopters, of course. The program now is a St. John's, St. Francis joint venture, but that just happened here recently.